Okay, we're going to Yitz Hashem finish Chiticha Re'el Eskabeit this week. Next week we'll start Dov Shesh HaMatirin. We still have quite a few sifim left, but Yitz Hashem, they should go rather easily and quickly. The two major issues that we have left were the end of last week. Were the issues of I think we looked at Tazia. One issue was the issue of something that served many slices, many pieces. Yeah, we did. So we had the Taz and the Nekudas HaKesef. Had a machlokes. A machlokes is a Taz and the Shachar. The Taz and the Nekudas HaKesef. And that machlokes was the Taz held something like a roast beef. If you have slices of roast beef, that is nachaticha rei l'schabe, because no one piece is given out as a chaticha rei l'schabe. And the shitas and the kudas hakesef, and I see the Aruch HaShulchan calls that shitas kol ha'paiskin, is that is not considered a chaticha rei l'schabe, since no one piece is served. So that question we had of Beferisha Halacha. There was a second question which we did not have anywhere here in the page, as far as I could see, Mefurish. And that was a question that was asked when we started, whether Chaticha Re'el Eskabeit, something that's a side dish, something that's not the main dish, but it's a side dish. Someone here compared it to Bishlakov, when we discussed the Shaila, if something is a side dish, whether it's considered Oila Shulcha Malachim. And similarly, the same type of question by a here by Chaticha Re'el Eskabeit. If it's a side dish, is it considered Chaticha Re'el Eskabeit? So I didn't see this Shaila Beferish, but I want to point out to you a Shaila in the Prima Gadim, which I think will answer the question. The Prima Gadim, at the beginning of the Simen, in Simen Kuf Aleph, in Sif Seidaz Beis, he talks first about cheese, and then he says, it's to say Das Bay. To say Das is the right side on the other side. It's Sif Seidaz Beis Kuf Aleph. If you have the old, the original print of Shulchan Aruch, it's page Reish Ayin Vav on the Beis, in my print. In Beis, he says, he starts Ayin Shachem, Asu Gevinois. He talks cheese. Okay, cheese could be as a chaticha rei l'schabeit. I don't know how they used to serve cheese. But when you go down a few lines in, the beginning, the second word on the line, Avol Chaticha Schema. He says, what about a piece of butter? Is butter considered a chaticha rei l'schabeit? Av chaticha schema hakol lefi hazman v'hamokay. Everything depends on the time and place. If butter is a chaticha rei l'schabeit, av ayin siv kuf yudei shachol kimo kuf tesvav hazizayin tebechem shalai v'kechavim afilu b'mokay ma'asur batal b'rayv kitin pas. Places where the places where they with butter is also out cholavakum. Says butter barayv kedim pas. So he's mesupik here. He's being down if butter is a chaticha rei l'schabeit. Now I don't know. Is it possible that butter was a main dish?
Or is it powdered butter? Or is it?
I can't. You use your imagination. In your furthest stretch of the imagination, could butter be a main dish? Some not. No, you're asking.
Right.
That butter is not a main dish. So it seems that even something that's a side dish could be considered chaticha rei l'schabeit. He's says lefi hamokom v'hazman. It depends on the place. In some places it's chashiv and it's not bottle. In some places it's not. And he brings a raya from Kuf Tezvav that it's not chashiv. That here it says it's bottle.
So.
No, it means if you have one which is chema akum, and you have a bunch which are chemis Yisrael, and normally it would be bottle, and now it's chaticha rei l'schabeit, it's not bottle. From the fact that he talks about butter, I would assume that a side dish also could have a din of a chaticha or a sabed. That's what it seems. I find it hard to imagine that butter was the main dish. Bread and butter. So the butter would be the main dish. I don't know. It just sounds funny. It doesn't sound. Someone's having bread and butter for breakfast.
You don't make a bread with the butter.
What?
You don't make a bread with the butter.
No. So if I did, the pasta not both to the butter. So you see that even though it's not an anchor,
but it's. They make butter in a big cup.
But that slice has to be.
You wouldn't serve the toast to a person.
So you give him a slice of butter, like a slice of cheese. I don't know. Maybe someone will come and tell me that once upon a time they used to eat butter. I don't know. Do I know? Face of Mishnah. But it sounds like the only thing will come out very strange. It will come out that, let's say, a piece of potato kugel, you have a slice of potato kugel. So that would be. According to this, because it's served as a side dish. So come out if you have three slices, somebody serves you if the three pieces of roast beef and a slice of potato kugel. So the roast beef is not a chetichah v'leschabed, because it's not served by itself, only with something else. And the piece of potato kugel, that is a chetichah v'leschabed, because it's one piece of potato kugel which is served by itself, even though it's also only served with main dishes. But it seems you go by each type. That's the way it seems to work out. Each min, you go by what's a chaticha v'leschabed of that min. That's the way it would seem. It would seem to work out.
The way it was served. If you serve it on a plate, you serve three slices of roast beef. But
right.
Maybe they serve the pat of butter on a plate by itself.
Maybe the butter came on its own plate.
So that itself.
It's hard for me to imagine. That it was served as a dish, that butter was served as a dish.
But it was served to a person as on a dish by itself.
Maybe I can't tell you one way or the other. Okay, if you turn the page to Sif Hei, Korkeban. What is the Korkeban? That's the stomach. It's called the gizzard of the chicken. People eat it nowadays. The pippins people eat. Could get it. It's still around. Korkeban chashabed ebenayim einam ruyin leschabed. The korkeban is not considered a chaticha ruyin leschabed. Well, frikazee is many pieces, so again, it would be a problem. It wouldn't be ruyin leschabed. It has to be one piece, which is ruyin leschabed. How many things do we end up that are ruyin leschabed? Most of the foods we have are cut up. At many pieces. But all the Paiskim don't seem to agree with it. So we had in Sifdalad last week about the Shuma Dekanta, which is the intestine. And here we talk about the stomach. And we're saying that it's not Rai L'Schabit. The Shach talks about whether a goose's korkaban is Rai L'Schabit or not. So, there's a question. Some story about Rav Baruch Fer, they once showed him a korkaban and he was all excited. He said, "Hey, look at the korkaban." Yeah. So I don't know. The Aruch HaShulchan here says something which I wasn't sure how to make of it. We talk here about the stomach. In Sif, here was the korkaban, in Sif Dalet, it was the Shuman HaKanta. The Kanta is the intestines. Now, as you know, that's something that was used for kishka. The Sfardim still today, they make from lamb. By us, we don't really have, we don't use the intestines anymore for kishka nowadays. That's all they do. Right? That's all they do. So, I don't know, he just points out that he's not sure what it means, the Shuman HaKanta. You realize the intestine of the animal is the tube. A piece of kishka is not a tube. It's a tube that has stuffing in it. It's stuffed with the stuffing, and then you get a piece of kishka. Today they put it in plastic. The plastic is garbage. When they used to use the kishka from real kishka, the kishka gave a taste. It's very fatty and oily, so it gave a taste. So he says, he doesn't know, Zesha kosva al shuman akanta. This, Baruch HaShulchan says, that they're misupik about the stomach. I don't mean the stomach, I mean the intestine. Im kavanosam im akanta atzma. Hari nira di roilas chabit. Sha'aisim imenu meichel toiv. Sh'shememal anoyse bekemach b'shuman harbe. He says that when it talks about shuman akanta, there's fat on the intestine, so there's the intestine itself. He says if it means the intestine with the fats, that's certainly roilas chabit. Why? Because you stuff it and it's a delicious meal. So I'm not sure what does it mean. Because if you stuff it, it's a good meal. That makes the intestine itself royal eschabed. It's only royal eschabed with the stuffing. The Chacham Sadam says that what? It's not real chabis. That can depend on the place and the time. But Dr. Shulchan lived in Litta. They were very poor, and by them it could be it was a whole meal. But my kasha is something else.
If
let's say a person, everyone got a slice of kishka. Let's say, but let's say everyone got a slice of kishka. My question is, if a kishka is real chabis, you're in a place where that's a geshmaka meal, good. But that's only the kishka with the stuffing. Why is the kishka itself considered royal eschabed even without the stuffing? The Shulchan Aruch said that the kanta is not royal eschabed. So he says, what does he mean? If he means with the intestine, the shum with the intestine, but it is royal eschabed. You stuff it and serve. If I'm not tzarachim, what's he talking about? So I don't understand what the Shulchan is talking about, because it's only royal eschabed when you stuff it. Without the stuffing, not royal eschabed.
That's why we call kishka. It's already stuffed. Right?
He means already stuffed, but he can't ask a kasha. Then the Shulchan Aruch said the shuman akata ain't a royal eschabed. Right? So that could be without the stuffing.
The royal eschabed is only to machlas atzmos.
Okay. What?
It's only to machlas atzmos.
Right. So it's the beilos.
The stuffing would
stuffing isn't this, right?
The yisra. Why would you count?
Maybe it's not relevant to eat without stuffing. Maybe it's not right to be eaten without stuffing.
Maybe. Okay. What?
Everything needs to be cooked.
That was Mechalek's Mechaber in the Ramah. That's okay. The Mechaber held that everything needs to be cooked. It's not right. Let's have it. The Ramah said it's still, the piece itself is right. But stuffing is like cooking it. All right, maybe. Now let's move on to Sivav. Hard to bury the Chaticha or Eleschabed Loi Batli. This rule which we have, that a beria or a chaticha rai l'schabed is not batal. Dafka ba'idon shleimim. That's only when they're whole. Avlam nechtichu. But if you have a chaticha rai l'schabed, which is now cut into pieces, oy nisrasku. Nisrasku means it's mashed. Ad shenevdu tsarasan, or it's mashed until it loses its form. And it's no longer a chashid. Batli the sulay chashivi. Then it's bottled because once it's cut into pieces, it's not chashu. Vafilum nisrasek la'achesh nisarvu imaheter. And even if it got mashed after it was a taruvis together with heter, vafil la'achesh anoida taruvis. And even after you knew that there's issa here. You have meat, let's say. You have a piece of a steak. So you have five steaks in your house. One is issa, one is rafua heter. It's really min b'mina yavish b'yavish, it should be bottle. But it's not bottle because of the fact that it's sechticha l'schabit. So afterwards, if you make chop meat out of it, you grind it in a way in which, identiflach b'lach, as we bottle b'shishim, you grind it in a way that it's bottle. So after Shulchan Aruch, presto, now it's going to be bottle. You took chaticha l'schabit, which asin et haruvis, and by grinding it or mashing it, you make it heter. You're being mevatel this lechatchila. So the Shulchan Aruch continues, for who shenisrasku shaloi b'miskaven levatel eiser. That's only if it was ground without kavana to be mevatel eiser. Avalim niskaven lekach aser lemirasek. But if you're mechaven to do it that way, then it's also lemirasek imushaloi. And the person who did it, it's also to him. The chay lemishin nisrasek b'shvilai, like we had by emavat l'nisal chatchila, that if you cause the bittul in the first place, it's iser. Vechilak benisarvul b'minam, ashalai b'minam. This is going to be exactly the same din, that once it's nisrasek, that it's mutter unless you did it deliberately, in which case there's a knas that aim of outland is lachat chila.
What does the mean
that you're doing it for that reason and you wouldn't do it otherwise? Okay, so we had in Simit Tzadik Tes this question. And it's Nogea here. In Simit Tzadik Tes, we had a heter of the Taz. I told you it's the main heter by the din of Eim Vatlan Ifla Chatchila. And I mentioned to you to remember it by that's the case of Raglei Devarim. The case of Raglei Devarim in Devash, we had that even though you're not allowed to be Mavatlan Ifla Chatchila, when you cook honey and thereby cause the raglei devarim to be bottled into the honey, they melt into the honey, that is not a problem of eimavat l'nislachat chila, because remember, because of the fact that you do it anyway, you don't do it because you want to get rid of the issa. It's the normal processing of honey. It's the normal way to do it. If you're deliberately being mevatel issa, that's eimavat l'nislachat chila is a knas. But if it's something you normally do in the process of it's a normal thing you do in the process of making honey, so that's not called bitlis lachatzela. That was the Taz's heter. If it's something you would be doing anyhow, not just because you're trying to get rid of the yisr. In Cain, it would seem to follow that here, if you have nevela and it's chatecha l'schave, and you're grinding it because it's the normal way to grind it. It's just the normal way. It's even if it wouldn't be Isser, this is if it's a steak, you would normally serve as a rib steak, and now you're making chopped meat out of it. So that's not normal. Normally, chopped meat is made from very cheap meat. It's not made from quality meat.
You make pepper steaks.
So what?
You make slices.
If you make pepper steaks are made from regular steak. So you take something that's a normal thing to do, a normal way of preparing something. It would seem that kula sataz should apply here as well.
The case of the honey, you don't want the lace. The lace are the chesivus to you at all, and you're melting it in. So you're doing it because you want to process the honey.
The Badei HaShulchan brings from Rav Shlaima Kluga this kula. He says that just like in Simin Tzadik Tes, we had this heter that if it's the normal processing, you're allowed to be mevatelit. Here also, you're allowed to be mevatelit. And he himself, in the Biurim, has the taina that you're saying. He says that it's different. Here, doing it in order to eat it. When you're melting raglei devarim, you're also going to end up eating the raglei devarim with the honey. But that's it's not that you have a taiva to eat raglei devarim. You really just want to be mata the honey. So, mamela, you're happy that the raglei devarim are bought. But here, you're cutting it up in order to be able to eat it. The truth is that it's not entirely so, because here, you're doing it in order to eat the heter. You have 60 steaks of heter, or one steak of iser, and the 60 that are also, now if you cut them all up, it's not so much because you want the one that's iser, it's because you don't want it to ask for the other 60 steaks. If you had the one that's iser, you'd be happy to throw it away and be mad to the other 60.
But now you have to take out, and you ground it up, or you melt it in cooking. Right.
Yeah. If it melted in, it would be, then you would gain.
But even though smaller, okay. still,
right.
If you see a leg of a burial,
if you see it, you take it out.
But still, the burial,
if you see it, you take it out, but if you don't see it, then you...
It's too small left. The burial is still the name of it.
A leg of a is not a barrier. It's just if you see it, it's also because it's trade. A leg is not a barrier.
But the rest of the video is the cooking. You see the leg, you take it out.
You take it out.
But the rest of it is inside.
It's melted, right?
Yeah, but it's too
small. It's not small love, it's melted. Once it's melted, that's what we're saying here. Then once something is melted or gone, then it's okay. The Gilyam Arshah brings an interesting bug in Avram. Gilyam Arshah brings the Nechtach Ayisrasku, the Gilyam Arshah Tzivav. A Tzivav is a relatively simple halacha. The Chedichar and the Schabid, and when they're buried, if it's meshed or cut up, it's no longer has the Hashivas and it's bottled. The Gilyam Arshah brings Im Nifrach Mimenu Ktsas Ayyadei Bishol Loi Bottle Mitairas. Beria. I am Beisad Magan Avram Simon Reishud. He's talking over there, and he says that if a little comes off agav while you cook it, that's not called that it's ice beria. It's, well, there's the Sarasic. Totally. Here it means that it's something that, I think the leg of an ana of a creature is chashuv. Even though the leg is tiny, the whole creature is tiny. What it means here is the following. What it means here is sugar crisp. Today they call it honey. What do they call it? Mm-hmm. When we were kids, it was puffed wheat with sugar. It was called sugar crisp. Today sugar is out of style. So they make the same product and they have a different name for it. Honey crisp, whatever it is. Whatever it is. I mean puffed wheat. Puffed wheat. Sugar snacks. It's puff wheat. It's puff wheat coated with a thick layer of sugar, corn syrup, and you know what I'm talking about, right?
It's health food without the sugar. It's health food.
Yeah, it's very helpful without the sugar. The you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They call it sugar. Sugar snacks and Kellogg's and Huff Post. Yes. Sugar crisp. Golden crisp. So Ramesha has a tshuva. And it's a very strange lashon. He says, "Hine," I think he calls it sugar crisp. He says, "Hine birchas sugar crisp, u'machlaikis Rabbeinu Yonah v'Ramba." That's his lashon. Birchas sugar crisp, machlaikis Rabbeinu Yonah v'Ramba. What's the machlaikis? Machlaikis there is whether the halacha is that if you have wheat, a whole piece of wheat that's toasted, it's a very priyadam. If you take wheat and you grind it, even if you just cut it in half, and you make something out of it, it's a bar mitzvah mezainis. It becomes a mezainis once it's processed. The question is, if you have wheat where only the husk was taken off, the bran was taken off, and you have what's left, is that's a machlokes of any yain? And the Rambam, if that's a bar mitzvah mezainis or a bar mitzvah hadam. So there's a machlokes rishayim what bracha it is. So there was somebody at that time came up with a letter from the company that the kernel of wheat is not whole because they can't put it through the machinery, however they process it, without losing part of the kernel. That it happens that part of the kernel gets cut off, gets shaved off, however it works. You lose some of it. So there were those that tainted that therefore it becomes a mezainis l'kuli alma. So this Magen Avraham says not that way. He says a nifrach mimenu ktsas ayde bishul. It's lapped after ayde bishul. It means that a little bit comes off agav through the processing of it, loy bottle, and it remains as is. So why is he bringing this here? Because he's saying the same thing by chdichar el eschabit or by beria. That if you lose just a little bit of it, agav as it's being processed, that does not cause it to lose the shame. All right, chdichar el eschabit. You have to see what's left is roel eschabit. And by beria, you see if it's a beria. Now, agav, there's an interesting machlokes what nisrasek means. The word nisrasek, which I touched meshed, I think in modern Hebrew, isuk, is meshing, is that true? It is a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. Some say it's shredded, okay. Risuk evarim is when an animal gets shaken up. It's called risuk evarim. Evarim get shaken up. The shaila is in Hilchos Shabbos whether there's an issa tchina in mashing a banana. Those who are machmir hold, like the Chazaynish says, that it says in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos, a lashon of chituch or yisrasik. It's talking about ta'inim. It's talking about figs. That there's issa tchina when you mash figs. So Chazaynish says we see mashing is also issa tchina. And therefore, he's machmir, and people who mash eggs for children, mash bananas for children, do it a shini with a handle, they shouldn't have a shayim. Rav Moshe time is that risuk doesn't mean, if you mash something, like a mashed banana, it's one bush, it's one piece, it's not cut into pieces, that's not tchina. Tchina has to be in pieces. It says, Ay, the Chazon Ish talks that risuk te'enim, we see that mashing works. So Rav Moshe writes, he bought a few te'enim and mashed them, and they fall to pieces. They do get into pieces. Like when you mash an egg, you don't get like a banana, you get pieces. He said he bought some te'enim and he mashed them, and they fall into pieces. So Rav Moshe Tain is that risuk means pieces, l'gabi hilcha Shabbos, it doesn't mean, and there's no esetchina on mashing a banana, which is one mush afterwards, or a cooked potato. I think potato, no, it also becomes... mashed potatoes become one sort of one mush, and therefore he tied it.
What?
You allow mash an egg, it's ain't tchina levadula karka. There's no tchina on an egg. The problem with mashing eggs earlier, the problem is peeling it. Peeling an egg is an issa bayra. We can take off a peel is bayra, it's only mutala alter. The actual mashing of an egg is not a shayla because there's no tchina only levadula karka, so there's no problem. Shailav, how small, it's... The Mishnah Berurah brings that when you... brings the Beis Yosef. When you grinding on Shabbos is mutter la'alter. Right before a meal, you're allowed to cut things, grind them for the upcoming meal. Mishnah Berurah brings the Beis Yosef that you should cut it a little larger than normal. Since the Achaluki Deis, and we pass in its mutter, right before the meal, derech achila, but you should cut it a little larger than normal, and that's what all of the halachas svarim say, that when you cut tomatoes, you cut things that are gedulei karka, non-gedulei karka like eggs is no issue, and things that were once ground ain't chinah chetchina. If you're grinding, if you take you crush a pill, or you take a meatball and you mash it, some ain't chinah chetchina. Once ground, there's no issue of grinding. But if you take a vegetable, you want to grind it, so that Mishnah Berurah says it should be a little larger than normal. I remember when I learned Hilchas Tchina, it seemed to me that it meant a little larger than when you grind flour, which is a totally different taich than a little larger than when you normally grind it. Tchina normally is by flour, so if you're making it so tiny, it should be bigger than that. But if it has to be a little larger, that than the way you normally cut a tomato, that's not clear to me, such a thing. Yeah.
I know you don't want to go to the topic, but on the...
I don't mind getting off topic.
But that,
topic.
that goes on the lotion of the Koyama Pekka, the air of Dak Dak, not on Tchina. So Dak Dak means that you have to make it a little bit bigger than Dak Dak.
That you have to make it a little bigger than Dak Dak. So it means bigger than the way you normally make that item. Well, bigger than the... There's something called dak dak, which we
talk about cutting up an onion bigger than flour, then it's a joke. Everybody
of course it's a joke, yeah, I understand. So I don't know if it means bigger than you cut that item, or bigger than... That was the question, all right? I don't know, all the halachas farm said cut a little bigger than normal, which is, I guess, the way you should do it.
Okay.
Let me tell you, we're going to learn by a barrier. If a bug, again, by us, barrier is bugs. All the other cases of barrier barely come up. Chaticha re'lischabed by us would be only with a piece of chicken. I don't know. It's not shriach for potato kugel to find out it's treif. Baruch Hashem is not so shriach by chicken either, but it could happen. A barrier that's lost in a vegetable soup, where it's likely the barrier is whole, but you can't find it, that's still a barrier. And the whole vegetable soup is osur, it's not bottled. You could be misaneh, you could put it through you could strain the liquid and have just the liquid you could check. If a bug is bottled because it melts into the soup, then that whole soup is mutter, It's done when you serve it, you don't inform the guests of what's the content. But you don't need to tell them. And it's bottle inside, and then it's mutter. Okay? It should be clear. If the beria is just lost, like in a vegetable soup, then you can't eat it. If the beria is melted in, so then there's no problem. Now, even though we just learned that if you grind a chaticha or a l'schabit, it's ois chaticha or a l'schabit, you understand that if you grind meat and make a meatball out of it, that meatball is roi l'schabit. Okay, today, I don't know if people would eat, just sit down and eat just one meatball, but they make, what's it called, the meatloaf. They make out of ground meat. They make a meatloaf. Where they serve it by itself. Even though it's ground meat, it's still chaticha rei l'schabit. A hamburger usually don't serve one, so we have the heter that's not. It was served as one. It's a big one, which is served as one. So then it's still chaticha rei l'schabit. The heter is that it's ground in a way that the iser is not rei l'schabit. It's again a chaticha rei l'schabit. Once it's made into a meatball, it becomes again a chaticha rei l'schabit. The shaila would be, the following would be the issue. Let's say, the case you mentioned earlier, I have 60 steaks in my house, one is iser and 61, one is iser and 60 a heter, and they were all ground, let's say b'shoigeg, no one knew, there's no knas, somebody ground all the steaks, and now we have chopped meat, 61 steaks worth, and we make meatballs out of it. Once we make meatballs out of it, now each one is a chaticha rei l'schabit. Again, meatballs may not be. I make meatloaf out of it. Now it's a chaticha rei l'schabit. What do we do now? Now, but you follow? It's quite complicated. You started, let me just explain. You had an iser that's chaticha rei l'schabit. That iser now
went away.
That iser was ground, it became ois rei l'schabit. And now you took the meatballs. Now, if you make meatballs just out of iser, of course it would be a chaticha rei l'schabit. But you made it of a combination. It's yesh bila, the whole thing was mixed. And you have a combination of iser v'heter. Is that a chaticha rei l'schabit or it's not a chaticha rei l'schabit? I would say, look, they take a piece of meatloaf. How much of it is iser? A 60th of it. That 60th of it is not rei l'schabit. Logically, it should be mutter. However, at the beginning of the simin, there was a long taz, which I told you does not come up much. He was talking about cheese. And the chash, it was Taz Dalit, the chash that in the cheese there are little bits of trefa milk. And the cheese is roi l'schabit. So therefore, the whole thing should become a chaticha roi l'schabit. So that the gedina should be aser because of the issa shabai. That the Issa Shabbai should make it a chaticha rei l'schabit. So the Taz held that such cheese is a chaticha rei l'schabit and it's awesome. The Shach argued. The Shach said that when you have Gevinas Akum, the hard cheese part is certainly from a kosher animal. We just chayshish, there are little drops of treifis mixed into the hard cheese. So then why is that a chaticha rei l'schabit? Okay, remember we have by Gvina Sakum we have a Kabbalah that only milk from a kosher animal turns into cheese. Milk from a treifa animal does not turn into cheese. So what's the problem by the Gvina? Now Gvina Sakum could have an iser out the cheesing agent. We're talking here where there's no problem with the cheesing agent, but the problem is that the milk might have treifa milk mixed. Is the treifa milk had to become cheese? Maybe in the kavim, in the little holes, they are trapped particles of milk that didn't turn into cheese, and therefore the whole cheese is iser. So the Taz said that such a piece of cheese is a chaticha rei l'schabit, and it's iser. The Shach disagreed. The Shach said that only the milk is the iser; the rest of the cheese is really heter. L'chayra, that's the same achleikus here. You have meatloaf. You have little pieces of treifa meat in the big meat. And L'chayra would be the same dispute. Mustam we pass in there like Nukudas HaKesef, which means that it would be mutter, because of the fact that The Isser Shabbai are only the small pieces Shabbai.
What
the Taz? What?
Here, the steak was originally Reuel Lischaber,
yeah.
The one that's
awesome. Yeah.
And now
the steak was originally Reuel Lischaber, then it was ground,
there,
it became Ice Reuel Lischaber.
It wasn't.
So which is worse?
It's worse. I don't know if it's worse. It's
different. Okay. I think it would be the heter of the shach over there would apply here as well. That the only iser in the meatloaf are the small parts that are.
So
that are Isser, that itself is not Reuel Lischaber, and therefore the whole thing would be
one. Every Vayotz milk, there's always some type of milk. Because some behavior is some type of. So every piece of cheese that's always harvest.
It's only a shash that there's a trace of milk.
No, it's a drawer.
I'm not sure what you
mean. We don't know statistically
that. It's still shash.
No. We assume that. It's probably all kosher milk. Why would I think there's kosher milk? In the world,
it's not.
But we don't know that they made their way into the cheese. Why would they make their way into why would a farmer put them into the cheese? Oh, a cow. You mean there are some cows that are treif? Statistically, there are some cows that are treif. So we hold that we go by Sarai. That's why, how can we drink milk? That's what you mean, that there must be a mashu of traces there, I hear. Okay. I can answer the Taz, I just kind of will count that you have to. Okay, what?
You meet the same thing as both the same name. But cheese and milk.
Cheese and milk are two different things. So therefore here it's. So here it's more. It's a difference. Questions?
When we talk about this mask, okay. Can you make a raspberry smoothie?
A raspberry smoothie with bugs.
I'm not doing it to destroy the bugs, but I'm putting it in the blender and
I would think so. I would think so. Since it's the normal way to make it, the Taz's heter should apply, just like the Vash. Just like honey, the same thing would apply here.
What if you buy a package of raspberries and somebody tells you, give me raspberries, they have bugs. Okay, I'll make a smoothie. Now you can't do it.
If your kavan is to be mevatel,
exactly.
Kavan is all right. It has to start that you want a smoothie and you go out and buy raspberries.
What?
It has to start that you want the smoothie and you go out and buy raspberries.
Starts with the smoothie.
Sivzai. What?
It starts with the smoothie.
If it's the srasik, he's saying we'll be in the srasik. You want, well, yeah. If you chop it up, then it has to be that the bug. It has to be the bug is nisrasik. It has to be the bug is it disappears. Yeah, yes. I am strawberries do not have bugs inside of them. The bugs on the strawberries are on the surface, usually under the green leaf. There are two ways to all strawberries. There are two ways to serve strawberries. One is you cut off the green part, and then you soak whatever remains. Now, if you go sometimes to a simcha, and the caterer has got these big ones with the stem still there, it's because they soap it under the stem. They want to serve it. It looks fancy, and they soap it together with the under the green leaf. They
hopefully
that's hashkafe. That
gets out the bugs.
Washing with soap and water gets out the bugs. All strawberries should be washed with soap and water. General. You should wash off the salt. Siv Zayin. Siv Zayin Mnechtucha Chaticha Achas. We're going again a Chaticha Reuel Lischaber. You have a mixture of, again, you have one trefa steak with a bunch of kosher ones. Mnechtucha Chaticha Achas. One of them was cut. And now someone walks in and says, hey, one of those is treif, but you don't know which one. Only one of them was cut, and it's not Reuel Lischaber. Ein Teilen Leimer. We don't say, Shalissa Nechtach, Umis Batel. Maybe we should be Teiler. Why should I be Teiler? It's a good svara, because Chaticha Reuel Lischaber is only a Durabanan. The whole din of Chaticha Reuel Lischaber is a Durabanan. Normally by Durabanans, we say Teilen Lahakel. So Nechtucha Chaticha Achas. If one of the pieces were cut, was sliced into pieces, and it's no longer right. Let's have it. Ain't toilin lai mishalis and nechtachum is battle. View kula miturais. We should say everything's mutter because we should be toilin. The is the one that went away. Eloisa should nechtachum bavad mutter. Now listen to this lash. The one that was cut into pieces is permitted. Mamanashach. Imhi shall iser. If the is the one that's cut into pieces, af kula mutarais. Then everything is mutter. Because there's no longer chnichorei l'schadet.
That was also though.
Vim eina shalisser, it's not the isser, hari muteris. That's a funny lashon. You say, if this is the one that's isser, then it's certainly mutter. Yeah. Right? If this is the one that's isser, then it's isser. Yeah. So Taz Yud Gimel wants the bavar in there. Nira pirushai. The pirush is, im tirtza loy mishigamo isser nichnes b'chlal sofik zed d'shema nichtach. It means in being dan the suffix, and you want to be dan, that maybe the issa goes into the suffix shema nichtach. So then this holds true. Then he adds, because of the issa beheta klach of hay, din zeh haynu be a shishim be issa neged a heter. Then here it's talking that the shishim in the issa can neged a heter. So therefore, we're saying that if one was taken away and cut, that one is mutter.
Shishim.
It means the 60th in the Isser can neged the 60th. Yeah. In the 60th can neged the Heter. In other words, there's more than Shishim in the Heter can neged the Isser. Shishim be Isser. Just say be Heter, be Heter can neged the Isser. There's enough for Bittel. He's saying if it were not a Chaticha Rai Lischabi, it would be Bottle. Because there is Shishim.
No, he's saying Shish was Shishim. That the Shishim is
the Isser. It means... It means that there's a 60th in this, the Connecticut head. The thing is that the Chavis Das says that this is really a Shvera Taz. We're talking here Yavish B'Yavish. We're talking here Mim B'Minai. Yavish B'Yavish is Batal B'Rayv. You don't need Shisha. So this Taz, this is a Vahetar's case. It says if you look up this Vahetar, he's talking in a specific case. He's talking where they're all in a pot. They're all cooking in one pot of food. It's lach balach, and one was taken out and one was removed. But not that it not that you need shishim in all cases, because normally we know that rule. Yavish b'yavish only needs rive. Yavish b'yavish min b'minay. One steak is bottle in two other steaks. It's rive l'schab, but it's not bottle. Then if one gets cut, the one that's sliced up becomes mutter. You're only shishim. That should be like I told you. The basic klal is yavish b'yavish min b'minai only needs raiv. So he says this of a heter that he's quoting is not talking yavish b'yavish. He's talking when they're all in a pot and they're all cooking together. But if it was yavish b'yavish, it would not need shishim. Getting back to the mechaber, we're halfway through Siv Zayin. Says v'meino shalis ari mutaris v'afilo nechtech ruban. Here's a bigger chiddush. You have now a number of steaks, and one is iser, and somebody slices, dicing them, and they've been cut into pieces. Rive of them are cut into pieces. Ain toilin loyma shehisem arive shenechtechu. You have no right to go bus a rive and say that the iser is from the rive that was cut. Elakala nechtaches mutareis vashleimes asurais. Whatever was cut is mutim umanashach. The shalem is aser. So here it's a little hard to understand why are we not tailored to say gobas arrive and say then say that the iser right gobas arrive and arrive at what cut and this is cut and there's no more iser. So I don't know. The Tazi Dalit answers this. It says afagav the b'chol duchti tailam arrive. Even though we know all over Shas where Taila in that the Raiv is the one that was in this case that was cut up. Yiridahachi Kalameima Adarabba. Kalshin Ishtana Mikad Musai min her rival. Vavakamai called the parish Maruba Kar parish. Vinimsa Shaiser Hu Amu with Lai Nishtana. Since here certain things changed, certain things stayed the same. So we say whatever changed was from the Rai, which was Heter, and what stayed the same was from the Isser, which is the Mu'it. It quotes from the Mari Bagosh Aridur. Okay, I'm not clear what the Svara here is, but the Taz is bothered by the Kasha. I think the Gilyam Arsha also says something on this Kasha. In Gilyam Arsha Siv Zayin, he's going on eight title Lai Mishalis, so why aren't we titled to say Yisr? Lai Dami the Simik of Yod Siv Zayin. It's not similar to a simik of Yisr Zayin where we are titled. The Sham, Kim the Nafal Echad, there one fell Liam. One of them fell and it disappeared. So in the Echtichor El Eschabed that was bottled. And one of them was Nafal Liam. It disappeared totally with Taylor that the Issa fell Liam. Kivin the Nafal Echad, Ein Anu Donur Oid, Kiyam Al Anishad. The din is only on what remains. Ein Shom B'Shez B'Shem Arashba. So therefore, with Taylor to say the one that fell away is the Issa. So Chloima, after Kano Issa Shenichtecha M'manav Shach Muteres, he's saying the following. The din of toilin, it says in the Mishnah that toilin, that if I have a piece of Isser and a piece of Heter, and a pot of Isser and a pot of Heter, and one falls into one and one falls into one, I'm toila, if it's 50-50, I'm toila, and certainly if it's right, I'm toila, the Isser fell into the Isser, the Heter fell into the Heter, by Yisurim Durabanan. By Durabanan, we say toilin. Same thing, Nafal Echad Mehem Liyam, one of them fell into the ocean. Also, I think it says even if an animal came and took one of them away, that with Tyler, the one that was taken away is the one that's Issa. We say that by Inissa Durabana. In Kuf Yotziv Zayin, it says that we say that when you have a Chaticha Re'el Eschabit that's not bottle, the Abba Shein a bottle, Machmas Chashivusai, Kagan Balichai, and Beri Chaticha Re'el Eschabit, Vadoshi Shematirin, Shenisarbu Ba'acherin. So it says, "Nafal echad mehem me'atzmo liyam, bini shenevad min ha'olam hutru kol acherim shanu toilin." That's kuf yutziv zayin. There is a din b'chaticha l'schabed that if one of them falls away, that would toil it to say that everything that remains is a safek d'rabbanan l'kula. So frek the gilyam asha, what's pshat here? Why would not toil it? So he says because that's only if it's nafal liyam, if it disappeared, if the one is still in front of us. And we're being matter that one, assuming it's not the Isser. So you can't have it both ways. You can't say, I'm going to eat this one because it's not the Isser, it's Heter. I'm going to eat the other ones, I'll be Toilet this is the one that was separated. So there, we don't say Toilet. So even though everywhere else we do them on that, that we say Toilet, but here, we don't.
I'm willing to throw away this one, and eat the rest.
You can't make a deal like that. You can't take it and throw it away. Everybody's willing. When one falls into a taruvus, you're always willing to throw one away. But it has to be pirish me'atzma. It has to be nafal me'atzma. The Rabbi Kiveger, Dibramas Mutaris Mamanav Shach, adds halacha l'maisa. Mehetama yesh loimer. He says another psak. Im nafal echem me'achachiticha is l'kedei rishyesh ba'ich l'mpachas m'shishin v'nimuach. If you have, again, a mixture of Isser and Heter, and one of them fell into a pot into which it was Nimuach, it melted into the pot, the mutter, kivan de Nimuach, oz de chashivusai, have a kameidechtach. It's pashit. There's no difference if one of them was cut into pieces, that one is mutter, or if one of them melted into a pot that's being cooked, it's mutter. V'chein, im salku me'akadeira, v'komak em'akadeira muteres, af de chaticha asura. Now here's an interesting case. Here's a riddle. How do I have six pieces of meat in front of me? They're all, I'm not allowed to eat any of them. And if it falls into a pot of, not all six obviously, but if one or two or three fall into a pot of soup and it's cooking there, I just fish out the piece of meat and whatever remained in the pot, the blias are all mutter. Here you have a piece, the piece itself is iser, and it's blias are mutter. So Rabbi Kiva, yes. Why is the piece Isser? It's Raila Schabed. Just like if the piece itself were to be cut into smaller pieces, it would become Heter. When the piece falls into a pot, and I fish out the piece, the blias that remained are like pieces of it that became cut into small pieces, the tam. And that tam is mutex. That tam is not Chetich Raila Schabed. And therefore that tam is bottle, even though the piece itself was not bottle. But the blia is a part of the piece which was nisrasek or neftach, And therefore, it's like Rabbi Kiva Eger, at the end, the Rabbi Kiva Eger, that it's mutter, have a kamelech tachem, so cool me akdera, kedera muteres, after chaticha asura, when you shame it, I play to muteres, I am the part of you. No, because that's bitter with chachatchila. But you're making, you're being mavatli, you're not allowed to make chaticha with a schabit, oisroi with a schabit, that's bitter with chachatchila. Say you have a riddle, how do I have a piece of meat, it's cooking in my soup, I take out the meat, the meat is treif, and all its blias are mutter, even though it's not bottled, it's not bottled. It's a major part of the soup. How could that be? So the echetimtza is that it was one of a chetichah of the schabit in a mitarubis, and then it's mutter. No, or you don't need shishim. No, because the piece itself was already bottled b'raiv. Was bottled b'raiv really yavish b'yavish already? Right? The piece was bottled b'raiv. Just like chetichah of the schabit. So you don't need shishim. Just like if you take one and cut it into pieces, you don't need shishim now. When you eat it, you eat it. It's mutter. The same thing. The bli is a mutter. Even though tam keka, but it's not chabad. It's a tefach.
In the case of the pivay, you don't rest.
You eat it right.
So what if now the original mitzvah should be mutter because it's not nafliyam?
It's not nafliyam because it's not gone. You're eating it because you're being told that it's the heter. You can't be Taila that this soup is mutter where it was nemuach because it's heter, and the others are mutter because this is Esther. You can't do that. What you mean is it would fall in to Yaisim Mishishim and it would be nemuach. Then it's like Nafaliyam. Rav Kivega means if it falls into a place where it's nice and tam, but it's nemuach, so it's mutter because this piece is not Reilas Chabid, so it's bottled in the original bitl. In the original bitl, which only remained us as Chaticha Reilas Chabid.
It was Isser. It was Isser, and it became hot. So why is it?
Because the blias of a chaticha rei l'schabed are not themselves rei l'schabed. So they themselves are mutter.
If you stop the Christmas process, you put the whole thing in
mutter. No, the blias are still. If you pull out the part that's not anymore, the rest.
Because he says if it melts into it.
He says two things. If it melts, or even if it doesn't melt, but you pull out the Isser.
Yeah.
Right.
Why does it make the whole pot fresh?
Because it's really its bottle. Just the fact that it's oil schabed makes it not be bottle. So if you it right now it's tray, but you take it, remove it, and the rest of it is heavy.
The first case.
If you don't take it out, then the soup is mutter, and that piece is isser. You should take it out. I'm instructing you to take it out. The isser is only the piece itself, not the blias.
The
he says both. He says the din if it melts, and then it doesn't melt. If it melts, then it's heavy. Then it's all heavy.
Until
it melted, it was the second case. Once it melted, it's the first case. McKeevega says if it melts, that's the first case.
It melt.
Right. So until it melts, that's the second half for McKeevega.
Then you have to take it out.
Then you have to take it out.
Well, why is it even if it melts, the fact that it was
as it gradually melts, it becomes heter. The melting pot becomes heter because that's not right.
It's not right. The only that covered. It's worse than the only that covered. Why can't I eat this? If it's not the only that covered, it's worse than the only that covered.
What?
If it's not the only that covered, it's worse than the only that covered. Because then it's 60.
No, if it wouldn't be right, then it would be butchered ready from before because it was mixed with the other meat.
No, but
that's right? That's the heter.
Why can't they take the soup out without taking out the paste?
You could do that. No difference if you take out the meat or you take out the soup. Right?
So you could serve the soup and leave the meat in.
You don't want to stick a fork into it, though. The pella. No, pella different case. It's a hechetimtza. The Yaakov Emden has a thing. He collected all his hechetimtza shaylas. Sifches. See, these riddles, you can't ask them because it's very hard to figure it out. You know, there's a case later. You have a riddle. How do you have two pots of food? Each is mutter, and you combine them, and they now become iser. And it's not possible chalav. So at the end of one of these simanim, there's a hagah that you have two pots. One is pogum because it's too salty, and one is pogum because it doesn't have enough salt. And if you mix the two together, now it's not pogum, now it's enough salt. So that type of riddle, you don't ask people that riddle because they'll never figure it out in a million years. It's a riddle, a good riddle is something people say, why didn't I think of that? But Sivches, I'd like to finish the simen so we can start Dovah Shishim Atira next week. Sivches, korkabin, back to the gizzard, the stomach of an animal. Shenimsa nokov. that has a hole, which is a treifus. So now you have a problem. That korkabin you throw out, that's treif. Now you can't tell which chicken is which. Now, you have a problem. A chicken is a chaticha re'elus chabed. And you can't recognize one chicken from the other. So I don't understand. According to the mechaber, if it's not cooked, it's not a chaticha re'elus chabed. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger sort of asked that kasha. Is it Rabbi Akiva Eiger? No, somebody here on the bottom asked the kasha. But let's go with the mechaber, either that it is cooked or it's not cooked. So we're going with Didan, that it doesn't matter if it's cooked. Korka mishin is in the nekim. Nisarvay stans of mecheres. Medamin shumin korkaban l'shumin atar negoy l'shamakum chibar akorkaban. What you do is you try to match, as it's not good, you match the broken off piece to the piece it was broken from, the shuman to the shuman. Imdamin l'gamri machshirin acheres. Even though it's not certain that this is this way, that's exactly the same one, but still you could rely on being medama one to the other. The same thing in sif test. You do the DNA of the animal. You do the same thing.
Sif.
What?
Okay. Isn't
case of chickens? If you can recognize it, you're talking about sif test. He has a similar case. Reish keves shenimtza treifa, the head of a sheep that was found to be treif. V'loy noyde me'ezek keves, who you shechted 20 sheep. You have 20 heads, and you don't know which came from which. Today they tag them, right? If the shechita, they tag. You should know which one came from which. So when they find treifas, they could ask the head. What part of the head do we use? We only use the tongue. The tongue comes up with the head. So they tag the tongue with the animal with a number, so they should be able to match which is treif. But here we're talking, they didn't tag it. So you have a head of a sheep. It's treif. You don't know from which one it is. So what do you do? He kifu harayish l'tzavari shalecha me'akfas, and you walk around with this head, and you try to match it to the necks of the shechted animals. V'nimtzach haticha esdaimus u'luchavan es yafa. If it fits, yesh lismach azeh lahat yirachay reis. So you could be samech to be mati the other ones. If it fits, if the head fits, you wear it. And all right, next week, Sunday, Mr. Hashem, will start Hilchis Tavashe Shematin and Simikov Beis.